This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Baseball playoffs go on. And we have some unlikely situations there. And there are a lot of people out there who look at it and say, well, look at this, the Dodgers got eliminated. Well, look at this, the Mets and the Yankees never even made the playoffs. Padres, all these high payroll teams get ousted right off the bat. That's true. They do. They did. However, if you make the right choices in free agency, the Texas Rangers are a team that you can look up to and say, wow, that's how to get it done. That's how to get it done. Because number one, just 2 years ago, they had 102 losses, right? They weren't very good. They haven't been to an ALCS championship game, I don't know, since, I don't know how many years ago. Over a decade for sure. But what they did was their GM and their owner decided to commit to free agency and shore up areas of need. They looked at the middle infield. They signed Corey Sager. They signed Marcus Semien. Those two guys have been absolutely worth the money. Now, is anyone worth $325 million? I guess if they pay it, you're worth it. But Seager has been terrific. And you remember, he was with the Dodgers, and he was an MVP with the Dodgers when they last won a world championship. So that was a big signing of $325 million, $32 million a year. Marcus Semien was less than that. Not quite sure what his financial situation was, but let's say it's $25 million a year. I don't know what they gave him. Both guys have been instrumental in their turnaround. Corey Seager missed 40 games this year and still hit 33 home runs with 96 runs batted in. They are lock solid defensively up the middle. This year, they added some free agent pitchers to go along. Now, Jacob deGrom has been injured because of the, but that was a big, they committed to him. Nathan Eovaldi is a guy who's had history, and they had a veteran manager in Bruce Bochy. So that's how you do it the right way while spending. It's easy to make mistakes when you're spending. There's no question about that. But I think on the other side of it, you look at Philadelphia. And in Arizona, Arizona did it totally differently. They've really drafted well. They've developed well. And that's still available to every team, regardless of how much money you want to pay. But Philadelphia has lined up some big-time, you know, assets in free agency, starting with Bryce Harper. But they go out and get JT Realmuto, who's been really good for them, one of the best catchers in the game both ways. They add Nick Castellanos. But they also have some young kids who've come in and helped them out along the way. But they put it in. And they take out the Atlanta Braves, who I didn't think were going to be taken out that easily. Three straight games. It's amazing, you know, when it all comes together and why it's also very difficult to predict baseball. You can look at the regular season and come to very easy conclusions. You knew the Dodgers were going to be in the playoffs, although there are some, like the Mets and Yankees, who spend and don't get in the playoffs. But in short series, you really never know what you're going to get. And I guess this leads me into thinking, what do you think about the Pirates as they move into their offseason? Can they not turn, you know, what Texas did, but go out and spend some money? And trust me, $20 million should not be something they shy away from. A year for a good player. They need some of that. Texas is the prime example. Sure, failures are out there. Teams do misspend. They didn't. They spend wisely. It was a lot of money, but they decided to put a half a billion dollars into Corey Seager and Marcus Semien.